Good morning. Joining us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
A major and to some shocking verdict yesterday on former State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. He's guilty on all seven counts of corruption, and including the fact that he basically made $5 million for himself in this deal. And what do we think is next here, Mike?
Well, within minutes of Monday's stunning announcement that Democrat Silver had been found guilty of making millions in bribes and kickbacks, the speculation began about what effect, if any, it would have on the corrupt political culture at the Capitol. And of course, while that continues, people are waiting for the verdict in the trial going on right now in New York of Silver's counterpart, former Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos, and everybody is calling for reform. Governor Andrew Cuomo says there'll be zero tolerance for the violation of the public trust, and Carl Hastie, who is Silver's successor, is calling for major reforms to root out corruption. He's going back to the issue of the LLC loophole, which basically lets rich people give as much money as they want to politicians by setting up dummy corporations. Public interest groups and the good government groups are calling for reform. Even Republican former gubernatorial candidate and possible future gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino is saying that we have to have term limits now. So everybody is on the bandwagon. The legislature will be meeting. That will be heading the agenda because of yesterday's verdict in the Silver trial.
And of course, Mike, as we look at the past, the governor shut down the Moreland Act Commission, and Speaker Hastie recently thought that the legislature didn't have much of a stomach for reform.
Well, it's all changed overnight, I think. The attitude is that reform has to happen, and there's going to be a lot of public pressure on the legislature to take action next month.
Let's talk budgets now. We're talking about Albany and Troy.
City of Albany Council has adopted Mayor Kathy Sheehan's $180 million budget. They made a couple of tweaks. They still haven't figured out how they're going to levy a $1.5 million trash collection fee that's included in that budget. And they still have a request standing for the state legislature to act on, a $12.5 million request for state aid. But right now they have a budget in place waiting for a few things to happen. And across the river in the city of Troy, they finally have adopted a $68 million budget. They were supposed to have a 9.3% tax increase, but Mayor Lou Rosamilia trimmed that back, and it will be under 5%. Of course, it'll be over the state 2% cap, but they had enough votes to do it.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, you can go to timesunion.com.